Give Us This Day is a devotional reflection upon the New Testament lesson appointed for the morning office from the Book of Common Prayer 1928. These devotionals are written and presented by Father Charles Erlinson, who serves at the Church of the Good Shepherd in Tyler, Texas. Father Charles' devotionals can be found both in print and online.
Today is Tuesday of the seventh Sunday after Trinity. The lesson is taken from the Gospel according to St. Luke, the 13th chapter, verses 10 through 21.
And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together, and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him, and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, There are 6 days in which men ought to work. In them therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. The Lord then answered him and said, Thou hypocrite, doth not each one of you on the Sabbath day loose his ox or his ass from his stall and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? And when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. Then said he, Unto what is the kingdom of God like? And whereunto shall I resemble it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and cast into his garden, and it grew and waxed a great tree, and the fowls of the air lodged in the branches of it. And again he said, Whereunto shall I liken the kingdom of God? It is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal, till the whole was leavened.
Here is a personal gospel for all of us. The picture Jesus gives us of the woman healed of her infirmity. If you have read the Gospels before or grown up hearing Bible stories as a child, it often becomes more difficult to hear a personal message in the Word of God. My first instinct sometimes goes something like this, Ah, yes, another miracle of Jesus. What a mighty God we have. I sure like the way Jesus puts all his adversaries to shame. The constant challenge of hearing the Word of God, as every preacher knows, is how to hear the Bible in its original context 2,000 to 4,000 years ago and then translate it into our contemporary experience. In attempting to apply this wonderful story of healing, you might begin by thinking about the greatest infirmity or weakness you have and how God will heal it. This is a faithful way of meditating on this text, but it contains a hidden danger. It's a danger we'll meet again and again, and it's the danger in thinking that God is required to heal all of our personal infirmities if only we are good enough or pray hard enough or have enough faith. Sometimes those who are not physically well are sick and tired of being sick and tired. But does that mean that God has failed? How quickly we forget what we've just read in the Bible. Are people with physical ailments necessarily any more sinful than people who are in complete physical health? Were the Galileans of Luke 13:1, those who had their blood mingled with their sacrifices, any more sinful than others? I think God has something much more fantastic in mind for you and for me. I think there is a better way to apply the story of the woman's healing. I might think to myself when things are difficult in my life, if only I were healed as this woman was. If only one day Jesus came to me and took away my biggest problem in life. But what if I thought instead of all the times that Jesus has already come to me? What about all the times he has already heard my prayers and even given me good things without me having asked for them? We are all the recipients of God's goodness and grace. What if we spent more time looking at what God has already given and glorifying God for it, rather than looking at what we don't have and complaining? The question, therefore, isn't if you have been healed of your infirmity, but when God heals you of various infirmities, which just means weakness, what has your response been? The woman who was healed immediately glorified God. How have you responded? In case you missed the parallels, there is yet a deeper meaning of this woman's healing. You are that woman, and you have been healed of the ultimate infirmity if you are a Christian. Notice that for 18 years, the spirit of infirmity has caused her to be bent over so that she could in no way raise herself up. Isn't that the condition of every one of us? Isn't it true that spiritually speaking, we are all born bent and cannot make ourselves straight? That's the meaning in C.S. Lewis's Out of the Silent Planet, when he talks of men bent, hamena, men, those creatures who cannot walk straight spiritually. We are all a bent race, Ransom confesses to Hyoi, who is not a human, as Hyoi is dying. We too are spiritually bent, even broken, and only Jesus can heal us of this ultimate infirmity. And if, as a Christian, you have been healed and made straight by Jesus, then glorify God as this woman did. Glorify God and rejoice.
This has been a presentation of Always with Christ Radio, Radio in the Anglican Way.